God's just raising things up from the earth in the city. It's a great time to be alive in Selma, Alabama. And if you just a sense, not just here, but just period, just a real powerful sense of new life and resurrection this Easter, is because that's what's happening in Selma. There's this new life. And resurrection life is just happening. And it's the redemptive power of resurrection is just steamrolling over people's lives. And it's just an amazing thing what God's doing. The children who are going to be in children's church will come. I will bless you. That's it. Come quickly or you'll miss the blessing. Okay. Lord, thank you for these little ones. Raise them up to be lovesick followers of Christ. Amen. Okay. Well, Tommy is the most anointed person here, so I'm going to get her to pray for me since it's Easter. So, Tommy Long, if you will pray for me, I would appreciate it. Amen. What an awesome day, huh? Amen. So good to see all of you. It's really good again to have Father Mark and Rosemary from Canada. As I mentioned before, that's the way all Canadians act. So, and to have Father Mike and God's chef, young Bacello, here with us. But I'm especially thrilled to have Nathan and Brandy. Didn't I see you somewhere, Nathan and Brandy? Oh, there you are. Yeah. And, huh? Oh, okay. Well, tell Nathan I said hello when he gets back. Well, I want to talk to you this morning about being born again. I've said this some over the last several months, especially in our study on Wednesday night in the Gospel of John, that I think the thing that Christians, obviously lost people, people who don't know Christ as their Savior, who don't know that their sins are forgiven, they don't know that Jesus lives inside of them, changing them and transforming them, they don't know for sure if something happened to them today they would go to heaven, they need to hear about being born again. But what I've discovered is that that's what most Christians need to hear. They need to hear about being born again. It's not that they need to get born again. They need to discover what it meant to be born again. Because most Christians that I know don't live like they're born again, or at least a lot of them. More of them are discovering it than ever before. But that's what real revival is about. Revival is about believers rediscovering the wonder of being born again and living like born again people. The thing that's always blown me away when I think about that term, and unfortunately Jimmy Carter made it popular in the Playboy magazine years ago when he did an interview, it kind of become a cliche, but it's such a profound truth. When people ask me, what does it mean to become a Christian? What happens, you become a Christian, you are born again. And so let's take it off the shelf of just cultural terminology and hear what that says. You actually are born again. You get a whole new shot at life. You get to be a totally new person. Same personality type, but you become a new person and you get to have a new shot at life with new equipment that's supernatural so that you live this life different than the one you live. As a matter of fact, he describes this life that your new birth brings you into as life and life more abundant, or life to the limit. And so to become a Christian means you actually get a new chance to be a different person. That's amazing to me. You're born again. Again, let's remove it from the cliche and go, oh my goodness. I mean, I get to do life over again from this stage on, but with supernatural equipment on the inside so that I live a life totally different than the one I've messed up to this point? Yes, absolutely. And that's why Romans chapter 6 talks about being united with His resurrection. So that's what's so powerful about the resurrection. At the crucifixion on Good Friday, we encounter just the amazing love of God and His passion for me, His great love for me, and also His love being so great that He would make the ultimate sacrifice and remove the barrier of sin from my life so that I could have a relationship with Him and could be born again. The penalty for the old person was paid for, and actually, on the cross, He took all of humanity with Him, and that person I used to be died. When you become a Christian, that is real about you personally, individually. But what Easter does, the risen Christ, I'm raised up with Him, and I now share His risen life, life that comes from above. And that risen life gives me the ability, I'm not just now forgiven and loved by God, but I now have the ability, the power of the resurrection, to live a totally different kind of life. That's being born again. Being forgiven is not enough. I didn't need Him just to forgive me and then leave me struggling on earth, living the same kind of life I'd lived until I go to heaven. He made a new creation. He did something radical. It's great salvation. I'm not just forgiven and now loved, but I'm now a totally new person who can live life with supernatural ability so I don't mess it up again like I did the first time. Amen? Colossians chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 4 talk about being new selves as opposed to the old self I was who couldn't do life very well before I became a Christian. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Galatians 6 says that I'm a totally new creation. See, I don't know about you, but when I came to Jesus, I came to Jesus totally washed out and burnt out. I came to Jesus having lived a life of drugs and separation from God, and I came to a place where I was suffering from severe mental illness. And I didn't just need to have a ticket to heaven. I needed more than just be forgiven. I needed to be loved where I was at. And I needed to be changed to be something different than I was. I needed the power of the cross to love me and forgive me, but I needed the power of the resurrection to transform me so that I would be different. I was more concerned about the hell I was living in on earth than the hell that I might face one day. Ephesians 1, I'll read this one to you. Then I'm just going to share some things the Lord showed me. Ephesians 1, and I love this scripture, says, verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope. And the word know there is the word experience, not just head knowledge. That you might experience what is the hope of His calling, and you would experience the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and you would experience the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. These, in accordance, His power, in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. And that's what makes me a new creation. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, setting me free to live a new kind of life. As a matter of fact, the gospel is this, is that Jesus died on the cross for me so that, risen from the dead, He could actually come and live in me and through me. And that makes me a new creation. Now I'm just going to read some things to you. It's a short little sermon because it's just too much for me to memorize. But these are just some thoughts and things that God gave me. Just, and what I'm basically describing to you is my new birth. Just as my testimony. So I'm going to share with you my testimony and the impact of Good Friday and Easter Sunday on my life. Again, Jesus died on the cross for me, that risen from the dead, He could live His life in me and through me. Jesus died on the cross for me to set me free from sin's penalty, so that risen from the dead, living His life in me, He could set me free from sin's power. At the cross, I discovered the power of His love for me. In the resurrection, I've discovered the power of His life in me. At the cross, He died vicariously for me. In the resurrection, He lives victoriously through me. At the cross, He was stripped for me. In the resurrection, He is clothed with me. At the cross, I encountered His all-encompassing love. In the resurrection, I am indwelt by His all-conquering life. At the cross, I experience His overwhelming love. In the resurrection, I experience His overcoming life. The cross made me His treasure. In the resurrection, I became His temple. At the cross, I experienced His transcendent love, which changes everything I feel. In the resurrection, I experienced His transforming life, which changes everything I do. At the cross, I celebrate His unconditional love for me. But in the resurrection, I celebrate His unlimited life in me. At the cross, I am forever loved for who I am. In the resurrection, I am daily liberated to be who I can be. At the cross, I know intimately every day His passion. In the resurrection, I know personally every day His power. At the cross, I'm accepted in His great love. In the resurrection, I'm transformed by His great life. In light of the cross, I can finally face myself without hatred. In light of the resurrection, I can finally face life and not feel helpless. At the cross, He continually embraces me. In the resurrection, from within, He continually empowers me. At the cross, there are no explanations for His love. But in the resurrection, there are no more excuses for a failed life. At the cross, I became His beloved. In the resurrection, I became His body. Because of the cross, I'm compelled to live by love. Because of the resurrection, I live every day a compelling life. I am loved eternally. I now live supernaturally. I am relentlessly loved by Him. I am supernaturally liberated through Him. I am fully alive. I am born again. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen, and so am I. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.